It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we, as you may know, if you've been listening to recent episodes of the podcast, we have a load of merchandise which was delivered just after Christmas. And our merchandise is Opinions Matter portable coffee mugs. Not disposable coffee mugs, portable coffee mugs, ones that you can use over and over and over again. I use mine in the car every morning on my way to work. They're really good, they keep your coffee really warm, and that has the lovely Opinions Matter logo on the front. And we're giving one away nearly every day. And today is no exception. On our last podcast, we asked you a question. And loads of you have entered the competition. So let us ring a winner right now.
Hello.
Can I speak to Amber, please?
It's me.
Hello, Amber. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Amber, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter exclusive travel mug. Is that right?
I did indeed.
You did indeed. And can you remember the answer to the question that we asked on our last podcast?
It was Florida.
It was Florida. Florida was the place that Jeremy said he'd love to take his kids on a holiday, but he's not because of, I don't know, Donald Trump or something like that. Well done, Amber. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter exclusive travel mug. So well done to you.
Thanks so much. I'm delighted.
And that'll be in the post to Amber later today. And if you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter right to the very end, we will have another question for another one of our coffee mugs. But you have to keep listening to this episode. The question will be at the very end. So, I'm sorry, what? Yes,
or,
what?
Or maybe it won't.
Or maybe it won't. Why yeah, maybe
it won't?
It
could be anywhere.
Well, it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. Most likely at the end. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Jerry. Jerry was in touch with us just a couple of hours before we started recording this episode today. And here's what Jerry from Sagert has to say. I know you'll be covering this today, and I'll try and hop out of work for a call. It's about Enoch. I've been a supporter of his for the last 2+ years, stood by him for standing his ground when people like you two were belittling him. But after seeing the video of him today, I'm done with him. He only has himself to blame if he ends up back in the joy. He is making a fool of himself now outside that school. I have a nephew in that school, and I can tell you now, all this circus is affecting the boy's learning. He's made his point. Time to lock him up and throw away the key. He has no respect for the law. And Jerry goes on and on and on. But that's the bottom line of what Jerry has to say. Jerry and Sagert. Jerry, thanks very much indeed for reaching out to us at the Opinions Matter podcast. So Jerry basically, at the start, was an Enoch supporter. But as you know, Enoch was released from prison this week. He went straight to Wilson's Hospital School the following day. And, well, let's just have a listen to a little bit of the audio of what went down outside Wilson's Hospital School.
This is my workplace. This is where I work. I'm teaching here.
You're glad to ask what you know if you want.
This is what I'm faced with again this morning. I should never have been in prison in the first place. This is my workplace. This is where I teach.
No questions.
You have nothing to get with.
And you rationalize when you go in the door.
Let him out.
Now, there you go. So, a security guard, that's just a tiny bit of the audio. Some of the videos online are 10 or 15 or 20 minutes long. That's just a little bit of what went down outside Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath today. Now, the guy who contacted us, Jerry, said, I had a Enoch's back at the start of all this. I fully supported him, but he's now making a holy show of himself, and it's time this stopped. He's basically, Jerry is saying, it's time to lock him away and throw away the key. Jeremy, your opinion, please. Lock him away, throw away the key.
I just think it is a circus. Now, I feel sorry. And by the way, we've been contacted by a mum of a child that's in the school, and we're trying to get her on, but if we can't, she sent a very long message about how it's affecting the children in the school. It's a circus. And when I saw that video earlier, and you have the dog kicking postman with his selfie stick on, free Enoch, he is free, Dwyer.
Yeah, he's standing outside the school,
you fool. Free Enoch! He's literally free. He's standing beside you, you clown. That absolute clown of a man. And you see the usual jobless patriots walking along with them. It's just become a circus now. It really has. And it is time to put the foot down. And we're not getting into trans this and trans that, because for the umpteenth time, that is not why that man has been
Although, for the umpteenth time, that's exactly what he said outside the school today, that he's standing up for his religious beliefs and blah, 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 blah. We have a lot of calls that want to get in on this, and if you would like to get in on this, do you agree with Jerry that this man, for once and for all, is making a holy show of himself, and it's time this was stopped for once and for all? Now, yesterday, when he was released from Mountjoy Prison, he did say, I'm going straight back to school tomorrow. And lo and behold, he did turn up. He got to the gate and the security guard stopped him going into the premises of Wilson's Hospital School.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Maz, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. What did you want to say on this? Is this gone beyond a joke, or do you support him?
No, I totally support him. Absolutely. I think it's very biased the way you've presented it. I think it's very biased the way... See, Enoch Burke said to the judge yesterday, Lucas, I can prepare for my appeal here, but the judge, I'll go back to my place of work. And the judge turned around and said, oh, no, we're releasing you knowing well. So it is a trick.
A trick for what purpose? I mean, this is one of the things he said outside the school today, that the judge yesterday released him knowing full well that he was going to go to the school today, which is exactly what he did. But in what way was it a trick?
No, you're right. And it's hard to see it when you're not following us, or if you're only following the media. You know, the media and
on how. Oh, sorry, so you know more than me, so go on. No, educate me then.
I'd love to. I really would love to. I left you an empty message, but I'd love to.
Off you go.
Well, one of the reasons is that it's taken, if you lost your job, it wouldn't take 3 years for a disciplinary panel to come to the conclusion as to why you lost your job. But in the meantime, while you'd be paid your full salary, he has to show up to work. He has to show that every single fibre of his being wants him to go to work. So he has to, unless he is in prison. So the judge knows that well. The judge knew, why do you think, genuinely, when he turned around to the judge yesterday and said, look, I will go to the school tomorrow. I have to go. It's my place of work. Why didn't the judge say, well, look, if that's the case, I may as well just save everyone the time and money and leave you where you are until your disciplinary procedure is over with?
Okay, so why do you believe then? Why do you believe the judge did release him?
I think what is happening is they're so stuck now. They know that the original reason, well, we all know what the original reason was, but the original reason given by the school was that he acted inappropriately.
Correct.
Towards, but that now has been proven to be incorrect. That's now proven through the disciplinary, through text messages, through the WhatsApp, and through the video footage that has funnily gone missing. that Enoch Burke behaved perfectly well and very well, and he wasn't.
Sorry, are you claiming that he wasn't verbally abusive to the principal of the school?
No, read up on the last disciplinary.
You think the media have a bias against Enoch Burke?
They absolutely do have. Well, they have to. Well, in the end of the day, if you're going to write
the Liberal,
let me finish it by saying this. The reason is, if I was a reporter and I reported the complete honest to God truth about Enoch Burke and I expected to get paid from it, it wouldn't happen. If I reported what the media wanted me to report, then it would get paid. Because what is reported about Enoch, like, nobody is saying, they'll put in a little sentence pending his appeal. Enoch has turned up to the school today.
Can I just say the assertion that all media are against Enoch Burke is a complete lie, because if you look at the Liberal as they are engripped, they're so far up his arse it's not even funny.
Ben Scanlon well, and I know.
Sorry, Ben.
They're not. They're better than most. No, sorry, you're saying now.
No, but you're saying that the media are anti Enoch Burke, and I'm saying gripped and the Liberal as two legitimate sources of mainstream media, which you would agree.
Well, they're very good, but they're better than most. And you're getting there too, but you're not there yet.
Can I just tell you how condescending and patronising that sounds?
Well, I'm not going to go against
you. You'd never be condescending.
You're nearly good little boys.
My opinion is...
You'd never do that to anyone.
But hang on, Maz. My opinion, and this podcast is called Opinions Matter, is that Enoch Burke is a clown and that he's making a show of himself. I'm not going to change my opinion and come up with a different opinion just to suit your narrative. That is my opinion. My opinion is...
You're entitled to your opinion.
Okay, so let me ask you, Maz. Where do you see this ending? Do you see this ending with Enoch winning his appeal and then heading back to Wilson's Hospital School, where he's going to teach all the classes and everybody's going to live happily ever after? Surely that can't happen at this stage.
Can I just get two parts? Say another part. The students of of the Wilson Hospital School have done a video, and it was taken down. It was done by, they call him Black Paddy Fabu, where he had a disco. And there was a student, 80,000 views, where the students are chanting for Enoch, and he's our teacher. And it got taken down. It's one of the best videos showing. And
hang on. I haven't seen the video.
We represent the whole line.
Hang on, who was it taken down by? Who took it down?
It was taken down by media. If you go and look for it now, it was done by, they call him Black, he's a comedian.
Fabu D, we know Fabu D. I'll have to get on to him and ask him about that.
Black Paddy. And it's had 80,000 views, and it's still on.
You're saying it was taken down. Taken down by whom?
I don't know who took it down, but you can't find it now.
But who would take it down? But I follow Fabo D, Maz, and I've never once seen that video.
Anyway, you're implying that all the pupils in Wilson's Hospital School fully support Enoch and can't.
I didn't say all.
Okay,
I said,
good. I'm glad you said that.
And also, I'll say to you, there's a group called Hold the Line, and Hold the Line are not. You probably see them in street corners sometimes with yellow boards. And they have done a number of gatherings. And now it's not outside the school because it's too awkward there, but down on the main road. And the students that are going in and out of the buses, they're all supporting. And sometimes they're actually holding up the boxes, the chocolate boxes that say heroes.
I have to be honest, Maz, and I'm not taking your word for it. I haven't seen one video or photograph, and I've been following this case as much as you have. I haven't seen one photograph or video of children cheering on.
Well, actually, we can send them to you, and the videos of the children, you don't want to show their faces. But the video that was by Fabio Black Paddy, what he does is he says, "Who's Enoch Burke? I've no idea who Enoch Burke is." And then they're going, hey, he's our teacher, Enoch Burke, Enoch Burke.
Okay,
and then
if you can send us any video proof of this, we'd very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Will you give us a chance to present to you?
You're here talking to me.
Are presented by the media. Which, as nutters, but sorry, the can I just say to you, family.
Can I just say to you, you are speaking to us right now, okay?
So
you're
know,
having
I'm
you're a, having an opportunity
I,
to speak, and
I know.
No opinion goes unchallenged. So
I know, and I accept that, and I'm terrible. I get tongue tied, and I'm
no, you're
terrible.
Doing a, you're doing a grand job, but I want to read a message, Maz, that just came into us a couple of minutes ago. And I want to get your response to this. As a parent with a child in Wilson's, it's become a circus with Enoch, says this message. Kids are preparing for exams, and this is what they're faced with on a daily basis. Now, it hasn't been daily for the last while because he's been in prison, but it could be daily again. We all have our beliefs, but not another soul on this planet can go into work and shove them down anyone else's throat. We'd all be out the gate, and rightly so. They're all stone mad. The bit I laugh at is the whole of Ireland is behind you, Enoch. No, they're not. Huge crowds showed up this morning to support him. No, they didn't. The media and a handful of supporters were there, putting the safety of the kids in more danger getting into the school. An absolute muppet. Do you want to respond to that?
I do. I'd love to. First of all, most of the people that didn't turn up there is respectful of Enoch and the students, because they knew that the media would be there this morning. And there is, Hold the Line do, it's not a protest, but they do information on Toomey Road, that are the road that's at going into the entrance of the school. That's there this Friday, I think. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, all the students aren't, when she said that the students aren't behind Enoch, loads of the students are. In fact, Enoch Burke is doing online tutoring to his students without charge, and the Burke family have been helpful to the students doing their Leaving Cert. And the amount of parents that show their support but privately do so because they don't want to be ostracised. And the student council itself and the governors, the board of governors, that has all changed since this.
Okay, again, all of what I'm hearing coming out of your mouth is all completely unsubstantiated. Yeah. Some stuff that you can't verify in any way.
I can verify it.
No, you can't, because you just said a second ago, the parents don't want to be seen publicly supporting him. So that we don't have any proof whatsoever.
The proof that we can send to you is Hold the Line can send you footage of, you can hear the beeps, you can hear the reports from the parents. You know,
we could say now, I know that when Enoch Burke walked up to the gates of school today, he was wearing pink women's underwear. Now, there's absolutely you're laughing at that, but it's unsubstantiated. So we can take your word, and I don't think you've any reason.
Anyway, Maz, I look forward to you sending us on all of the stuff that you believe.
Will you mention it?
Oh, yeah, of course I will. Yeah,
we'll get you back on.
I think both of you are doing really well. You're doing good. You're better than most. I liked the other day when you said about the student, the child that somebody came near your daughter, that you'd nearly do time. We didn't use those words, but you'd nearly do time to the young fella. Supposing you that somebody did hurt one of your daughters, and you did, and you were doing time. You went down to that lad's house and you kicked him so hard on the balls that the lad, was choking.
Mas, can I ask you a quick question?
Can I ask you, if you did time...
She's arguing if you did time for your beliefs or whatever.
But if you did time for that, the whole country would be behind you. Well, because Enoch is... Like, the last part is, there is what's known as the Cass Report. And the Cass Report is Dr. Hilary Cass in 2024, after 4 years, has a report that has shown that it is actually harmful to call a child somebody under 80
That's a parent's decision. That's not a teacher's decision to morally take a stance on what a parent wants to do with their child. Now, let me ask you a question. You said Enoch Burke. Enoch Burke should be admired for sticking up for his beliefs, and a lot of people say that. Do you agree with Sharia law?
No, of course not.
So you condemn Sharia law?
Absolutely.
Okay, there are certain, not every Muslim, but there are certain Muslim people who believe in following the law of Sharia law. Listen, so they are sticking up for their beliefs. They just happen to be a different religion to you and I. And I certainly don't agree with Sharia law.
And a lot of people don't.
But they stick up for their beliefs and they defend the right to live by Sharia law because that is their religious belief. Now, what is the difference between that and Enoch Burke? You just said this a moment ago when we were speaking.
Enoch is a teacher.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Sorry, you could have a teacher who is in favour of living by Sharia law as well.
Yeah, you absolutely could.
But what about furries? Are you saying it's okay to have a cage or to have a cat tray at the end of a classroom? That doesn't happen.
Prove us wrong. Send us in the proof that there is some cat litter in the back of a classroom in Ireland. And
I'll be in that classroom. No, but the genuine question that I need an answer to.
This bugs the shit out of me.
You don't genuinely believe that, do you?
That there's a class somewhere in Ireland with a cat litter in the back of the class. Please. We were getting on so well.
No, let me go back to the question, Maz, because I want an answer to it, if you don't mind. You said that Enoch Burke should be, he's a great man and he should be admired for sticking to his principles and up for his beliefs.
And the whole family should be.
Yeah, and his
if they were Amish, everyone would love them.
Okay, and his beliefs are based on the fact that they have been homeschooled by a very religious couple and they've been pretty much, in my opinion, yeah, absolutely. They all have great jobs, very intelligent people, but they've been brainwashed by the Bible and that there is a higher being and that they are only answerable to God and not the law of the land.
So I ask you the same question.
What is the difference between Enoch Burke being an evangelical Christian and believing in every word of the Bible? What is the difference between that and a Muslim man who believes that Sharia law is the ultimate law of the land? What is the difference? You said you respect Enoch Burke because he's sticking up for his religious principles. Would you support Umar, for argument's sake, who believes in living by Sharia law? What is the difference?
Well, I would support Umar Ishmael Abdi Ali Akraman if he's looking to have his Friday afternoon prayer. If he's looking to...
What Enoch is doing is protecting children.
What Enoch is doing is saying it's wrong. The CAS report has even shown that it's wrong.
How's he protecting children? But they're not his children.
It's wrong
they're
to call a child they.
They're not his children.
We're going around in circles here, Maz. I look forward for you sending in all of that proof that you say you have that we haven't seen.
All right, but look, it's fair dues, lads. You're doing more than most.
Thank you, Maz. Cheers.
Good boy. Well done.
If you're waiting for the day where we're standing at the gates with Philip Dwyer and Enoch Burke saying, Free Enoch!
It ain't going to happen.
What a lovely lady, though.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first off, I want to say I wouldn't recommend holding your breath waiting for Mass attending stuff.
I'll be honest, I'm not, but hey... You know.
We're in the year 2025. There is never...
Well, we're in the year 2026, actually, but yeah, go on.
No, sorry, yeah, you're right, apologies. It wasn't the first time I made that mistake, so far this month. But in at least the past 2 to 3 years, there is no such thing as any video ever to go up online and then to get taken down where somebody didn't get a recording of it. It just doesn't happen. If she has to send it in, she can upload it again.
In other words, if this video, this supposed video of students in the school supporting Enoch Burke, if that video exists, that video still exists, even if it was removed from online.
Yeah. And as well, those text messages that she says, she's seen text messages that were there. We work in the media. I have so many different contacts in the media. None of us have ever... Where are those messages? Why aren't they all over these far-right pages?
Maz is going to send them in to us.
Okay.
Can't wait. Anyway, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
Basically, as I said in the voice note earlier on, he was released under the condition that he wouldn't return to the school. He said he was going to return, so you can really a case can be made that the release shouldn't have went ahead, but he was released under the condition he didn't return to the school. He did return to the school.
He did say to the judge, by the way, judge, when I get out of prison, it's my duty to go back to work and I will be going back to the school.
Well, so at this point, he should be locked up again because he's breaching those conditions. But I also want to know, is based on the video that was shown of him showing up to the school and the security guard stopped him with dog kicker there, you know, when he's terribly sick. What would have happened if the security guard had said, well, go on in. Yeah, I'll let you go. I support you. I'll let you in, even though it's losing the job. Does Enoch actually think that he could just walk into the school, walking to the class. Okay, boys and girls, this is the lesson plan for today.
That's the bit I don't understand, to be quite honest with you, because one assumes in the class there is a teacher that is teaching what are the subjects in
it was history, as far as I know.
History and German or something like that, yeah? So is he going to walk?
Even an evangelical Christian teaching history.
Okay, but anyway, is he going to walk into the history class and say, sorry, teacher, out you get, I'm back, you're not teaching anymore, I am. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is when he actually gets in the gate of the school.
No, in fairness to the Burke family, they are very, very, very intelligent family.
What's that got to do with what happens when he goes into the school?
He's no Egypt. He knows the rules of that. But I don't know. You'd have to ask Enoch Burke. Does he believe that God's rule trumps the rule?
Jeremy, you say he's very intelligent, yet he believes the Earth is 6,000 years old. And that dinosaurs were on this giant wooden boat for a year with 8 humans and 2 of every animal, 6 of some animal, that the world was flooded. You know, he genuinely believes that that's accurate history.
He's an evangelical Christian, but we don't know what exact aspects of the Bible he believes.
He's evangelical to the point that he believes the Bible, that the creation story is literal.
So that we all came from Adam and Eve.
Yes, a six-day creation story, young earth creationism.
Okay, well, there's lots of very intelligent people who believe that the first people on earth were Adam and Eve and that we're all related, and that there was a talking snake and that a fellow went up the mountain with 2 tablets.
Do you hear yourself? Intelligent people, talking snakes.
No, okay, anyway, we're getting totally off the subject
I had this argument with an Enoch Burke supporter last night, actually, on social media, who was saying there's only 2 genders, and that may be the case, but I was saying, but you're also following a man who believes that a virgin got impregnated and gave birth. I mean, which story is more... Is
believable?
What do you, Jeremy?
What?
What do you?
Sorry, say again?
You believe that too?
Do I believe that Mary was a virgin? Well, no, I'm an atheist, so I don't believe anything that's in the Bible.
You've got your gifts, Christians. You're not an atheist.
Yeah, okay, but do I believe that a woman was impregnated and was still a virgin and it was an immaculate conception? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Let me ask you then. We're totally off subject. Let me go back to the point of the conversation. Enoch Burke returns again to Wilson's Hospital School after being released from prison. We started this conversation from a message from Jerry, and Jerry is saying, I did have his back up to now, but now enough is enough. This has to stop. What's your opinion?
Thank him for at least, you know, sort of, you know, coming to the conclusion himself. You know, I'm sure he's probably lost an awful lot of supporters, or sorry, people who claim to support him, and yet they go, how many people are listening to that school this morning? I felt from the start of this whole thing that all the people who claim to support him, there should have been dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people outside that school on a weekly basis.
You could argue that. In fact, there was a protest outside, as you remember, outside Mountjoy Prison a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of hundred
were there.
Ten of them.
Yeah, if we're generous, we'll say a couple of hundred were there.
If you look at social media, which, by the way, is just, it's not real life, a lot of his support and a lot of McGregor's support, they both have a lot of support from fundamental Christians in America. These mad Bible bashers from the southern states in America.
He is one of those people, though.
No, I know, I know that, and that's. But the point that Jeremy is making is a lot of the online support that people like him get are from completely different countries. I mean,
Brian wants to know if the security guard had let Enoch in this morning, would Enoch be covered by the school's insurance if anything happened?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Because he's not. Well, he is on the payroll, so no, he's still being paid. So,
The question I asked earlier on is that what would happen if he actually managed to get this goal? I'd love for any of these big supporters, you know, even Doug Kicker to come on, who knows all about it, I'm sure.
I'd love to know that he walks into the class and says, I'm the real teacher, you're only the fill-in, bye-bye, out you get, and he starts teaching German or whatever the hell in class. No, it's ridiculous. Stay there for a second, Robbie. Sorry, do you think this circus has to end? You heard the message that I read out from one of the parents, that it has become a circus. It is directly affecting children's education. Do you think this needs to end? And if so, how? Is it to literally lock the man up for the rest of his days?
Oh, sorry. I won't advocate for him to be locked up for the rest of his days. But I think at this point, they just need to work harder to get this appeal thing done. It's the only thing that he's saying he has a job. because he's hoping he's doing everything he can to slow down the appeal process, because now I reckon he knows you're going to lose it.
All right.
Once his appeal is shut down, then he will. It'll be confirmed that he's sacked, mm-hmm. and then he will vanish into obscurity, and nobody will ever know. In 5 years' time, he won't know the name Enoch Burke.
I don't agree with you. I'll be honest. I don't agree with you.
It'll be on Reeling in the years.
What do you think, that Burke family are going to go away quietly?
Well, we never heard of them until
about
5 years ago.
I did, long before. Let me go to Eddie.
Fair play, lads. These are two of the good ones, but you're not quite as good as Gripped, but you're getting there. Keep up the good work.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Colm, you support Enoch Burke?
100%. 100%.
And a lot of people, including the guy that started this conversation, say it's gone beyond a joke now. This whole circus has to stop. It's affecting children's education in that school, and it needs to end. What do you say to that?
I mean, I think it's affecting their kids' education when the kid can come walk into the school and say, "Don't call me by my name. I'm here, or there, or whatever they want to be called." Would you get a grip?
Okay, but sorry, we're talking about the circus outside Wilson's Hospital School, which is now directly affecting the education of kids because it's bloody mayhem outside the gate. So,
well, he shouldn't have been sacked for that. Because what I'm going to get back to you on is, as I said, my son was helping the States for Christmas. One of his friends came down. He's a school teacher now. And there's two kids walking into the classroom with cat's ears on them, right? And they're calling themselves pussies.
Okay, can you send us a photograph of the kids? Can I just say, I can't. My daughter...
And they're wearing false whiskers.
Yeah, my daughter...
And
at the weekend wears cat's ears because she loves that programme that's on telly, Gabby's Dollhouse. She has little cat's ears.
She's going to school with this.
She's worn her cat's ears to school because she loves Gabby's Dollhouse. You press the ear.
Oh, yeah, look at
it. Well, I'm just saying.
Right. But they want to be called, right, meow. Yeah.
Okay, that's, again, can I just tell you, Colm, I'll have you here and I'll have everybody here, because I looked into this, because this would come up. This, by the way, this whole belief that children are identified as furries, as animals and stuff like that, this was started by a left-wing group in America who put up a fake post to see how many Trump supporters would actually buy the bullshit.
Yep.
And they put up a post and they got an AI photograph of cat litter at the back of a classroom in America, and they said, it's a disgrace. There's a child literally crawling into work and scratching the surface of the ground and identifies as a cat, and it was all fake. So have you been in a classroom where there's a cat going around going meow?
No, we were sitting with the school teachers, I told them.
The school teacher told you.
Right.
Yes. Mm.
Do you believe it?
Yes. He said, why would he lie to me?
Okay.
I know the lad on his life.
So, I have to say, Colm, I find this pathetic that a grown man like you believes there's kids in classes using fucking cat litters and scratching walls and saying meow.
Cat litter.
Oh, okay. Like, so they're toilet trained cats.
And where?
Brilliant.
So this.
I didn't say what. That's sitting in the classroom. It ain't Halloween.
Okay.
Right?
So there's a bit of a difference between somebody who would identify as the opposite sex and wants to be identified as they, and somebody who's going in with whiskers and saying meow.
The opposite sex would have been...
Okay, let me shut up for a second. Let me go back to the point of this conversation, that this circus surrounding Enoch Burke has gone ridiculous.
Okay,
it has to stop. It's become a joke. It is affecting children's education, and somehow, and I don't know how that somehow is, this has to end. What do you say to that?
Well, what I'd say is, if I was the parents to have my kids in that school, I'd have taken them out of that school.
But why is great school?
I'd have stood on that picket line with that man.
But not one of them, that I'm aware of, parent or child has stood on a picket line outside that school.
Have you stood beside him at the gates, Colm, when he's been down there? Because he's been down there quite a bit in the last couple of years. Have you been there any of the days?
Twice.
Really? You stood beside him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what did you talk about?
His principles. I'm 100% behind him.
Okay. Do you have a photograph of you standing beside him?
No.
Oh, you didn't take a photograph. Okay. So you don't have a photograph of the cat meowing in the class? Or no. The child meown? You don't have a photograph of you standing?
I am not a cat meown.
No, you, okay, you did say about whiskers.
Yeah,
but wanting to identify as a cat, is that what you said? Yeah?
Sorry?
You have proof, or you're aware of a child that wishes to be identified as a cat. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Okay, yeah.
No, Tracy wants to know, and this is an honest question. Tracy wants to know, Colin, does the door into the classroom have a cat flap on it? That's a fair question.
That's a reasonable question, yeah?
Do you know?
No, you're getting ridiculous there now.
No. Sorry, we're the ones. And do you believe everything you're told? Yeah. This is what you're up against.
But all joking aside, guys, that is scary, because Colm seems like a level-headed, intelligent man, yeah?
Genuinely believes this.
Genuinely believes that, first of all, that he was down at the school gates. I've literally, in all the, there must be 1,000 photographs of Enoch standing at the school gates, and I've never seen anybody standing beside him.
I know, Colm was. He just doesn't have a photograph.
But the fact that somebody actually believes that there's a kid in a school in... and by the way, if there was, every second kid in secondary school has a phone. So there would be photographs of that. Please, somebody send me a photograph of a kid with a scratching post at the back of the history class in school. Anyway, that's nothing to do with Enoch Burke or anything like that, is it?
No, but it feeds into the narrative that if you are identifying as anything other than he or she, then you're insane. And you're in the same category as somebody identifying as a cat. And again, I don't know that they're...
But why would even a teacher tell you that? Well, under what circumstances did a teacher meet up with...
That's if you believe that a teacher actually told him that.
I believe everything people say in this podcast.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Jesus, mate.
Sorry, actually, Henry, let me just cut across you for 1 second. Justin just sent a message to say, God, guys, stop picking on that
Nobody's
fella.
Picking on him.
Justin, sorry, if you think that we should leave somebody making ridiculous statements like people are identifying kids...
Go unchallenged,
Justin. Seriously, you're listening to the wrong podcast. You can't let shit like that go unchallenged.
So you expect us, Justin, and by the way, you're invited onto the show as well, but you won't come on, so neither here nor there. But Justin expects us to sit there as Colin was telling the story and go, Jesus, we got to get that school shut down. We got to get... That was absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit. There is no school where a child, certainly not in Ireland, where there's a child meowing into class every day. I'm sorry.
Sorry, lads.
Yeah, go on,
Henry, go on.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. See, it all comes down to this. Like, what's your woman's name you had in the start of the show?
Her name was Maz.
Maz, right. We've said it for years. Show us evidence that this is happening. And guess what? No evidence. Surprise, surprise.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like the Donald Trump thing. If you remember during the election campaign when Trump said, they're eating the dogs.
Yeah.
And everybody said, show us the proof of this. And did we see any proof? None. Zero. Nada. Yeah.
Do you know the way they're saying, there's thousands standing outside the door with Enoch Burke? I saw him arriving from 2 different camera angles, and there was no more than, I say, 8 people there.
I agree. There was no more than 8. And when it came to the protest outside Mountjoy Prison, if we're being generous, there were a couple of hundred there, and that is being very generous.
But there was a couple of hundred. There was only about 20.
I know, there was more than 20 outside Mountjoy. But today, outside the school, it was very small. It was a handful.
And the thing is, your man Fabo D, right? I actually love his videos. I think he's great crack. But, like, surely somebody has all of his videos saved in hard drive somewhere.
That's exactly the point. Yeah, we made that exact point. That if Fabio D did have a video up, I don't know if he did, and if he's listening, he might want to clarify one way or the other. But
I follow him on social media,
and I've never seen anything of the sort.
And you know, you have these guys now who are all supporting Enoch Burke saying, that guy stands up for truth. He stands up for truth. People have no evidence against him. This, that, or the other. But when you ask him, all right, produce the evidence that he's wronged or anything like that, there's no proof, because there is a video of him abusing and harassing the principal in the middle of a school conference, and he put it up online for the whole world to see. So if it goes into this hearing, that video is game, set and match against him.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the message that started this conversation today was from a guy called Jerry. And Jerry was a supporter of Enoch Burke at the start of this, but he believes at this stage he's just making a holy show of himself and this circus has to stop. What do you say to that?
It's right, though, because, see, like, I knew this story was just total bullshit when it first came out. Because, hey, I'm going to say this, though, I'm a strong-minded person. I believe if something is bullshit or not. But you have people out there who are, like, who are very weak-minded, who are taking this bloody guy seriously. And, you know,
and is that what it is? The people who are fully supporting Enoch Burke, you believe they're weak-minded individuals?
Yes, because they're believing everything that comes out of his mouth when there's evidence, video evidence, of him actually abusing the principal and getting suspended. And when we asked them, the other side then, produce evidence that Enoch Burke was wronged in any way, there's no evidence. So you see.
Okay, stay there for a second, Henry, because John,
the conspiracies are coming in now.
Thick and fast.
If you ever need a conspiracy theory, who do you go to?
Ghostbusters.
No, our friend Jonathan.
Ah, yes.
If there's a subject, there's a conspiracy. I mentioned a few
here we
minutes
go,
ago.
Here we go. I've just seen his message.
I love Jonathan. I love you to bits, but you give me a laugh. So I said a few minutes ago, I said, if there is a cat or if there is a child in a school, you shut up. If there is a child in a school in Dublin identifying as a cat and crawling into school every day and purring at the back of the class and going for a piss in the kiddie litter, how come this hasn't been captured on a phone, considering every secondary school kid has a phone in their pocket? And our friend Conspiracy Jonathan, CJ Conspiracy Jonathan said
phones go into pouches now.
I wonder why. Dim, dim, dim. Jonathan, please stop.
Oh, in despair.
I don't even drink and I'm being driven to drink today.
And by the way, Jonathan, phones don't go into pouches in all schools. Maybe in some they do. Phones aren't banned from all schools.
They should be.
Maybe in some they are. As far as you're concerned, Jonathan, this whole conversation of phones in pouches came up in order to stop kids in school identifying as cats being videoed. That's it. That's why it was brought in. Brilliant. Brilliant.
I love it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, guys? How are you?
Look,
you can call him McDowell, you can call him what you like. Listen, at the end of the day, what happened to him was wrong. We all know that. I've no doubt about it. He had an argument with the principal. And I would have had an argument too with him, you know. At the end of the day, look, he has his beliefs, guys, okay? He's asked a question earlier on there of how can this be resolved. The only thing I can see this being resolved is that everybody has to sit down around the table. He's invested too much time into Mountjoy Prison to let this go. And I don't think he's got to let it go. I think everybody knows at this stage.
Okay, but John, one of the questions that I asked earlier on is, what is the end result here? Is the end result him being marched back into the school as a hero on top of people's shoulders? Welcome back, Enoch. In you go into class and start to... So what? So where does this end?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't, and I don't have the answer for that. As I said,
if I was that particular school, there's no way he's going to come. Let me finish. Yeah. There is no way, if I'm Wilson's Hospital School, no way in God's earth is he ever coming back inside the door of our school to teach.
Who in the right mind after all this would send a child to that fucking school anyway?
That school is oversubscribed, John. You can't get into it.
Tell you one thing, I wouldn't let my fucking kids near the kip. And I've got to be honest with you, because of all this, they should have never allowed. And
and entertained them parents about what they've done with that child. Actually, you know what? And I do sit down and I do think about it, and I think about this all the time. Parents should not be allowed to go to a school and say, by the way, he's a day. That shouldn't be allowed, Adrian, any fucking school in the Ireland of Ireland. That's bullshit. And I got to call that now. And the parents will be that fucking
Again, John, this guy is turning up outside this school again, disrupting the education of kids. Some kids, by the way, who weren't even in the school when this thing happened, because this is going on years. What's the end result here, John?
The end result is that he gets his job back. He's not going to get his job back. You and I know, and the dogs on the street know that. And here's the thing, Adrian. Even after insult and injury, you'll never get a job again, and we know it. Not in the Ireland of Ireland, anyway. But you're probably not around the world if they look into his fucking resume. But, you see, it's all right to sit here and flag the guy and call him a clown and this, that, you know. But if you've done the time that he done in Mountjoy, and your family was dragged through this shit that the government, it's a kind of...
By the way, John, hang on, I have to stop you there.
I want to say this.
No, you've said enough. Just stop for a second. You're saying about the government, okay? And people mention the government. By the way, the government have absolutely zero to do with
the law, the government, whatever.
No, but it's not the government. The government have absolutely no.
Right, okay. So do you agree with the law? Do you agree with the law, what they're doing? Do you agree that they went into an active bank account?
Here's what I believe. I believe nobody has the right to break a court order or a barring order.
Yeah.
And be that an abusive ex-partner, yeah?
This is a totally different fucking thing.
John, this guy was ordered.
Of course it is, guys. It's a totally different scenario.
John, do you believe in the law of the land?
I do, but look, listen, here's the thing.
Hang on.
If this had happened to you, Adrian, and you had a... Listen, I don't want to go into politics here on this one, but listen, here's the thing. If you were in the same predicament as Neilach Burke, you would be doing the fucking same.
Okay, John, if I got a barring order to prevent me going up to my front door because I was harassing my wife, and I kept breaking...
It is the same.
And I continue to break that barring order, you and everybody else would rightly say, what a fucking prick.
I think Enoch Burke should never give up on this, and he should be fucking bringing this to the higher courts, because he did believe in this. His beliefs are being, you know, shot through and shot down straight away.
Okay, but
his bank accounts were fucking raided, and his family have been tarnished as well. Like, it's not only Enoch Burke.
I'm going to say to you again, the courts of this land, for good or evil, ordered...
John, stop, please.
He was ordered to stay away from the school. Now, that's all he was told to do. Stay away from that school. And if you continue to go to that school, we lock you up. Now, he decided to give the two fingers to the judge, to the court system, to absolutely everybody, and continue to turn up at that school. It's the exact same as somebody who is giving a barring order against his house, who continues to turn up and harass his wife.
Can I ask a question, Adrian? And I hear you 10,000 times, but it's not the same. But anyway, why is he still employed by that school?
Because there's still an appeal going on.
And why is the appeal taking so long?
That's a very good question. I agree.
These assholes now, Adrian, would have hurried this up, would put everybody on hold and say, listen, get this fucking appeal sorted and get it sorted quick and get to the end of it. Even if the appeal, even if there was one day appeal.
Let me bring Henry back in. Henry, John is basically arguing that this man is just standing up for his rights and he should...
Fucking sure he is.
And he should continue to do so.
No. He is simply in jail for one reason, and that is defying a court order for staying away from the school for during his suspension. That's all it is. You see, here's John, let me ask you this, right? There's lots of people out there with Enoch Burke's views about transgenderism, right? Here's a question for you. If Enoch Burke was locked up for his beliefs, why aren't everybody else?
But this was a school matter. This happened in a school.
No, it is where it is.
And he's still employed by that school, and that's where he's going, Henry, whether you like it or not. And that's what he's doing.
Sorry, you're wrong.
He's standing up and he's taking his stand. And that's what everybody, you and everybody else, are putting him down and thinking, he's a clown, he's this, that, the other. Fucking simple as that. It is, John. Lock him up again. Fuck off, lad. Seriously.
John, John, let me ask you something, right? What Enoch Burke did, the reason why he was suspended from his job was simple. He went up and verbally abused the principal in the middle of
he had an argument, I know all that, but John,
and he videoed it, right? John, let me ask you, right? If I go into my employer, right, and say I had a disagreement over something, right, and I start videoing him, abusing him, verbally abusing him and everything, what will happen to me, John? I'd be fired.
There you go. But here's the thing, you see, you weren't fighting with your boss over the fucking transgender issue. And that's the thing, you see here. This is so much of a complex case. No matter what you say, Henry, is not going to tell me difference. As what Jeremy said earlier on, you're not going to change my mind. And I'm not able to change anybody else's mind. I feel that this guy has been fucking wrongly done by 10,000 times.
John, and you, just finally, because I'm out of time here, what's the answer to this? What's the solution?
The answer is to get him around the table and everybody else involved and sit around and ask the book, sit down with the whole family, and as you said, Adrian, earlier on, these were a well-respected family and they really had good jobs. Look at them now. They're not going to get employment anywhere.
But John, you can't go into courts and shout at judges and scream at judges.
Here, look, they were backing up their brother, I would have done the fucking same with my son and my brother.
John, none of us are allowed to do that.
Listen, at the end of the day, Adrian, they need to sit around the table and I don't know what they're going to do, but I tell you what.
Listening to you, the only answer to this is the courts to say, sorry, Enoch, you were right after all.
You shouldn't have done it to him, Adrian. So what do you think it is then? Just lock everybody up for their beliefs or disbeliefs or whatever it may be.
It's not the answer.
It's clearly not,
John,
the answer, because it's not fucking working.
Enough. That is not why he was locked up in prison.
He's still locking him up, and he's standing up for his beliefs. Okay.
Thanks as always, John. Let me squeeze in one final.
Before you do that. The amount of messages, and it's slightly off the topic, but the amount of messages that have come in since Colm's call, and Colm has been messaging us like mad, and he's quite happy, by the way. For those of you who think we were mean to him, he's quite happy. He's now claiming that
isn't a word of a lie, by the way.
No, I'm not going to mention the area where the school is, because there's not many schools there.
Oh, well, that's true, yeah.
But he's saying that the school where there is a pupil that is identifying as a cat is in North County Dublin, not a million miles away from us, and that it's 100% true, and that he's going to get a photograph from his friend who is the teacher. Now, whether or not you believe that is irrelevant, because it is scary that people actually believe that there is a child in a school in North County Dublin, and it's Garfield. It's Garfield.
Literally.
Garfield.
Okay, but again, Colm, we literally were waiting with bated breath, literally, for any proof of that.
We'd love to see that photograph.
You better believe
Garfield
would.
Putting up his paw.
Yeah, saying, please pick me, teacher. Martin.
I kind of agree with your man that rang in or text in or whatever. It is beyond a joke now that he's going up to the school every day. But I've always said from the start, I agree with his principles 110%. I agree with it 110%. But the way he went about it was completely and utterly fucking wrong. So I can see why some people are turning against him. Now, I agree with his principles, but his execution, I don't tend to agree with. Especially going to the school every day. But Jeremy and Adrian, you seem to have this obsession with kids fucking identifying as cats. So let me tell you, it is going on in certain schools, because somebody told me about this school that was going on in, and I said, that's a load of bollocks. There's no way there's kids pretending to be cats going in. Like, I'm all about proper grown-up kind of kids now, 16-year-olds, Jeremy, not kids like your child that is dressed as a cat at the school. So, little do they know, I worked in this particular area. So I rang a fella whose sister is a teacher in that school. And he said to me, absolutely, two Leaving Cert kids demand to be called cats. There's no cat litter involved, but they're going in, identifying as cats. I can't remember what fucking name he said they were. It's a couple of years ago now. But it is going on. It really is.
Martin, you regularly come across as a really intelligent man, but Jesus, okay.
Martin, that's teenagers, like, seeing if they can push it. So, like, my daughter, yeah, demands that I call her princess. Yeah. She's not a fucking princess.
She's not. Stephen, finally.
Hi, lads. What's crack? Can't really speak too much. I think the guy is actually a really nice guy. Really genuine, lovely guy. Very interesting guy and very intelligent guy. Met him a couple of times. Had a few drinks with him before. And I understand some people are saying that he needs to get over it now and move on. I've seen him there as a teacher when I was picking up kids, and he was there. He was always very polite. He was always very good to the kids. And it's just a shame that it's the way it is. Now, I have spoken to him before in person, and I told him that he needs to kind of let it go at this stage. I know you have a principle where you want to make a point, but you just need to let go.
Thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, before we go, we, as promised earlier on, are going to give away another of our Opinions Matter exclusive coffee mugs. They are travel coffee mugs. They're orange in colour. They have the Opinions Matter logo on them. And they're great.
If you want to have a look at them, go onto our Facebook page and you'll see a photograph. You don't need to describe them.
Well, it's audio. No, it's audio,
but people have the ability. Go onto our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, the photograph's there.
The photograph's there and they look beautiful.
Yeah, they're great. We have a very simple question for you. If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug.
Okay, so you've just listened to that podcast about Enoch Burke and a discussion about people identifying as cats and stuff like that. And what cat's name did I mention several times during that podcast?
Oh, I don't even know the answer to that.
So you do.
I don't.
You literally...
Okay, yeah.
Okay. If you want to rewind back the podcast about 10 minutes and you'll find out. I mentioned a specific cat.
A specific cat, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, about 10 times.
Okay. If you think you know the answer to that, and if you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug, a travel coffee mug, an exclusive coffee mug, all you have to do is answer that question.
It's not exclusive. You can put coffee mugs everywhere.
No, you can't. We only got a couple of hundred of these made. They're exclusive.
With our logo on it. Yeah.
All you have to do is answer that question and send it with your name on WhatsApp to 0858252626.
Now, I gave my... This is a funny story, guys. Don't give the coffee mug to your kids if you happen to be the winner. Remember I took two of them yesterday?
Yeah.
Because my young fellow was looking for one. And I gave him one of the coffee cups because he drinks coffee.
Shouldn't at his age, but yeah, go on.
Well, it's not for you to judge.
Well, I am judging.
We don't judge on this podcast.
But anyway, yeah, go on.
So anyway, I gave him one of the coffee cups.
Yeah.
And I was dropping him up to football training yesterday evening and a couple of his mates in the car. Who all call each other bro, by the way.
Yeah, I know, it's very annoying.
Bro. What position are you playing in tonight, bro?
Go on, anyway.
Anyway, he had the coffee cup with him, but he had scratched their logo off the coffee cup.
What?
Yes, he said.
The little bastard.
You can't call my son that.
I just did.
Yeah, he had scratched our logo. So our logo is on the coffee cup, and it's not even our face. If it was our face, I can understand. My son doesn't want a coffee cup with his dad's face.
Yeah,
on
but
it.
It's not. It's only a phone on fire.
It's literally our logo, and... He brought it into the car and he put it down. I says, where's the logo going off the cup? Oh, I scratched that off. And I said, why did you do that? Dad, that's cringe. It's a terrible day when you wake up and you realise you're not cool in your kids' eyes anymore, isn't it?
That's just about it from us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.